Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. Hold up, they ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I can chop in my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't got to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my hearing and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio Live, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that address is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can access all of the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to videos, or by clicking on the menu and going to podcasts. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved unto Father God, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. So we know that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided. That's why I come to you on a daily basis to rightly divide it for you. So tonight we're going to start in 1 Corinthians. I don't have long tonight. Matter of fact, I usually give you 30 minutes, but I'm going to give you 15 or 10 tonight. You can follow me along by going to 1 Corinthians 2. And it says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Paul says, I didn't come to you with excellent speech. I didn't come to you declaring unto you the testimony of God. He says, when I came to you, I came not with excellent speech. I didn't speak with excellent speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the rulers of this world, that they come to naught or to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, things which God has prepared for them that love him. The Bible says, if they had known, because we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, among them that are mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, our brothers and sisters, nor of the rulers or princes of this world that come to nothing, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power, Father God. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world to our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. I said, if the Bible says that they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, or the rulers of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified again the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. Love him, the things that God has prepared. See, when the Bible speaks on this, it says, you don't know. It's not written. You haven't seen it. You can't hear it. Neither has it ever entered into your heart the things which God Father God has prepared for you that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The Bible says, for what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, my brothers and my sisters. We have the mind of Christ. The Bible speaks on that. No man knows what God is up to, because you cannot know what Father God is thinking. You don't know his mind. You don't know what he's thinking. That would you never do. The Bible says you never do. But the Spirit of God, even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of Father God. The Bible goes on to say, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your blog, your blogger, your Tumblr, whatever social media network that you are using. There are like hundreds of them. To share the word of Father God with others. It's not about me, my brothers and my sisters. It's about the word of Father God. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll see you tomorrow night. Same time and same station. You be blessed. Okay, I woke up kinda late.